Welcome to The Watershed, the Charlottesville Waldorf School podcast. Each week, we will explore a different wonder of Waldorf education in order to shine a light upon the many beautiful depths and reaches of such a rich and nourishing educational methodology. Please join us on our journey through The Watershed. In this week's episode, our faculty chair, Michael Wright, discusses the impetus and significance of our school's most beloved autumnal festival of Michaelmas. As we find ourselves in this transitional period moving from the warmth and abundance of summer towards the cold and desolation of winter, Michael explains how this is a perfect time for the development of the self, a time for courage, and ultimately, a time to open ourselves to love. Please enjoy this lovely overview of Michaelmas.
So it's coming into Michaelmas time, and we thought we would talk a little bit about Michaelmas and our Michaelmas festival here at the Charlottesville Waldorf School, which is held on the 29th of September. And we have a festival that we celebrate this holiday. It's not a well-known holiday. It's not one that has been taken up by the church or the government. It's not one where there are gifts and presents. It hasn't become an advertised holiday. But it's one that is very powerful in that it comes at a time of the year, one of the four corners of the year, when we see a change in the seasons. And this particular one, it's the fall equinox. As I drive into school in the morning, I've been well aware of the beautiful changes that are beginning to happen now as we move into autumn, and the mists across the fields, and the leaves slowly changing, and the way the light is different. It's a beautiful time of the year, and it carries many memories for all of us. Strong emotions connected with the autumn, and it gives us a little bit of a picture of how people in ancient times must have felt as the harvest time came and they were bringing in the crops and preparing for the cold times ahead, and the courage that it called up in them to really deal with the work that it took to prepare for that, and what they realized were the times ahead that would take all of their inner forces to make it through to the springtime. As modern people, of course, we're not faced with those same challenges, most of us. We can go to the grocery store all winter long and buy our supplies. But there's an element that of courage that Michaelmas represents for us in that there are challenges that we all face. And so in our school, we celebrate this festival of courage. And the way that we do it is with a pageant, a play, and the way that we celebrate it with the play of St. George overcoming the dragon is an imagination that can be brought to the children in a very visual and exciting way for them to understand on the level at which they can developmentally what it is to summon one's courage in the face of a very dangerous situation like a dragon and saving someone's life and saving a town, and the joy of the townspeople as the danger is overcome, and the power of the dragon is used for the betterment of the town and for humanity in general. So that pageant, which at our school is performed by the teachers for the children, has become a tradition here, and each Michaelmas, the teachers don their costumes and learn their parts. And the sixth grade traditionally gets to play the part of the dragon, and the children watch and participate. They know the verses, and we sing the Michaelmas songs together. And after the play, then the first and second graders being introduced into the school as the newer students and have an opportunity to test their courage as the other children in the school set up challenges for them to overcome in a very developmentally appropriate way and safe way. And the first and second graders take great joy in meeting the challenges that are brought to them. And then afterwards, in a great circle, we sing, and then the second graders invade the dragon's lair in another example of courage and return to the circle with the jewels that they've brought back from the dragon's lair, which in this case are flower bulbs that the teachers have prepared for them. And each class then, is their flower bulbs are distributed to them, which they'll be able to plant and as a symbol of new growth that we will see in the spring, the promise of planting bulbs in the fall and seeing the beautiful results with spring growth. After that, in our pageant, then there is sharing of food and apple cider and muffins, which are, the idea of festivals really comes, it's the idea of feast days that came out of medieval times. And the feast days were a break from the regular work of regular work days and were a real opportunity for the people to celebrate, and in this case, celebrate the changing of the seasons and the preparation and the work that has gone into that to meet what's coming. Now, for the children, this is a story that's brought to them in a way that can really stimulate their imaginations and to be involved and bring them into an involvement with that idea. For adults, how do we relate to this celebration as in developmentally appropriate ways for ourselves? And if we can think of this time of courage and we can relate to these pictures of ancient times and the way that people had to face the challenges of the coming winter, we can begin to understand a bit of that. And if we can also think in terms of the challenges that we as adults face in courage, in facing our own inner fears and our own challenges, this festival gives us an opportunity to reflect on ways that we can relate to and meet those challenges within ourselves. The cold season ahead of us, coming out of the warmth and the expansiveness of summer, we can begin to realize that the coldness, the contracting nature of what coldness represents, can really separate us from one another. And one of the ways that we can approach the idea of self-development is how can we really learn to open ourselves to what the other represents, other people? And how can we, with the courage to an inner resolve to meet the challenges within ourselves, learn to know other people, and through that knowing, begin to recognize the spirit within one another and begin to open ourselves to love for one another.
We hope that you've enjoyed this week's episode of The Watershed. If you'd like to share your thoughts on the show, please visit our Charlottesville Waldorf School Facebook page. And while you're there, please let us know of any topics that you'd like for us to cover in the future. If you are new to our community and would like to learn more about what our school has to offer, or to schedule a tour, please visit our webpage at www.cwaldorf.org. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again next week.